President Xi Jinping has called for continuous preservation of the Miyun Reservoir to make new contributions to building the beautiful city of Beijing. He made remarks in his reply to a letter from the local people in the northeast suburb of Beijing who participated in the construction and protection of the reservoir. Originally built for flood prevention and control 60 years ago, the reservoir is now an invaluable asset as Beijing's important source of drinking water, as well as a strategic reserve base for water resources. China's Purchasing Managers Index for the manufacturing sector decreased slightly from 51.1 last month to 51 in August. Meanwhile, the non-manufacturing PMI came in at 55.2, up from 54.2 the month before. The non-manufacturing PMI has remained above 50 for 6 months in a row. Any reading above 50 indicates expansion. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi has warned that those who attempt to challenge the One China principle will have to pay a heavy price for their moves. Wang, who's visiting Germany on his European tour, made the remarks when answering a question about a Czech Senate speaker's recent visit to Taiwan. The speaker is leading a Czech trade delegation of about 90 people. Chinese ambassador to the Czech Republic, Zhang Jianmin, has warned of possible consequences as a result of the trip. China has launched an anti-subsidy probe on wine imports from Australia. The investigation is targeted at wines in containers holding 2 liters or less. The Ministry of Commerce says the probe is expected to end before the end of August next year, but may extend to February 2022 under special circumstances. The ministry says the move is in response to a request from the China Alcoholic Drinks Association on behalf of the domestic industry, which claims such wine imports had received subsidies from the Australian government. The association says Australian wine industries or companies may have benefited from 40 subsidies from the government. China launched an anti-dumping probe on wine imports from Australia earlier this month. Japan is considering to hold an extraordinary parliamentary session in mid-September to pick the country's new prime minister to succeed Shinzo Abe. Officials from the ruling Liberal Democratic Party are reported to be making arrangements to have its members in both houses of the Diet meet before September 17th to first choose the party's president. Currently, LDP Policy Research Council Chairperson Fumio Kishida and former LDP Secretary General Shigeru Ishiba have shown interest in running in the party's presidential race. Chief Cabinet Secretary Yoshihide Suga is also seen as a potential candidate. New Zealand lifted a lockdown in the city of Auckland on Monday, but brought into force a measure requiring people to wear masks on public transport. Health officials say it's safe to reopen Auckland because all the recent infections have been linked to the same cluster through contact tracing. New Zealand's 9 new infections reported on Monday included 4 recently returned travelers who are in quarantine.